Welcome to Ask the Tech Coach, brought to you by the TeacherCast Educational Network. If you are in charge of professional development and looking to build an innovative digital learning experience, this is the podcast for you. Join us each week as we uncover strategies that tech coaches are using to drive their digital transformations one classroom at a time. And now for your host, with over two decades of experience working with tech coaches and edtech companies from all around the world, Jeff Bradbury.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the TeacherCast Educational Network. My name is Jeff Bradbury. Thank you so much for joining us and making TeacherCast your home for professional development. This is Ask the Tech Coach, a podcast for instructional coaches and digital learning leaders, and it is time for the ISTE conference. I am so excited this year to be attending my 12th ISTE conference. This year, we're going to be out in Denver, Colorado, having a fantastic time with 20,000 outstanding educators. And today on the show, we're going to be talking not only about how you as an instructional coach can survive ISTE, whether it is in person or virtual, but also how do you get through that humongous vendor floor. There's going to be hundreds of vendors on the floor talking all about their great products, their new applications, their updates. And today I got two amazing guests that are going to be coming back on the show, returning to Ask the Tech Coach to talk not only about ISTE, some of the sessions that they're going to be offering, but what can you do as a coach over the next few weeks when we all have a little bit of downtime? What can you be doing this summer to get yourself refreshed and reorganized for the summer? I want to welcome onto the show back again for round number two, Ms. Tasia King. Tasia, how are you today? Welcome back to Ask the Tech Coach.
Excited to be here. Thanks for having us.
I am so excited to have you on. And also I want to bring back onto the show, Mr. Brian Haywood. Brian, how are you today? Welcome back to Ask the Tech Coach.
I am doing well, Jeff. It's good to be back. Excited for today's chat.
I am so excited to have you guys back on. For those who didn't quite catch the other episode with you guys, Tasia, tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. So I'm a technology integration specialist in Columbia, South Carolina. I've just completed year 15. I'm now a veteran educator. 15 years in education, and all my students have now graduated. My last class just graduated. So it's kind of bittersweet. But that is a little bit about me.
That is awesome. Brian, who are you?
So I'm an 18-year veteran in education, former music educator. I'm really interested in music and technology and how those two spaces come together. Tasia and I work together on the same team in Columbia, South Carolina, and I am excited about how to use technology effectively, but also I'm excited about when to use it effectively in the classroom and helping teachers really dig down to the core of what they want. It's one of the things that drives me.
I am so excited that you guys are back on. If you haven't had a chance to check out the episode from just a few weeks ago, we did a fantastic conversation about not only how coaches can support each other, but also have their departments be set up to help out their school district. So don't forget to head on over to askthetechcoach.com to check out that show and over 260 other great instructional coaching podcasts. We hope you have a chance to like and subscribe. And of course, share this show with your colleagues. Talking today to Brian Haywood and Tasia King all about conferences. And Brian, let me start with you. If you're an instructional coach and you're getting ready to go to a mega conference like ISTE, what are some of the things that you're going to be looking to do while you're there at this conference?
So I will tell you, Jeff, I'm a very targeted conference goer. One of the biggest things that I try to look for is I try to plan for success by picking multiple sessions during each time. So if something's not offered, I can just quickly go to something else that I've identified that I'm interested in. I also remember this tip: explore, but don't get distracted. So as I'm on the vendor floor or as I am walking through and seeing some of the vendor session rooms or the amphitheaters that are happening, explore is okay. But if there's specific things I really wanted to target at the conference, I make sure that I make those a priority. And then I do have permission to leave. That's another tip that I'd give for somebody. If you get into a session and it's not working for you, it's not meeting the need, it is okay to get up and move on. And that goes back to that tip one, where if I have multiple sessions already picked out, I can go and try to see if one of those other ones. The favorites feature on the ISTE app is probably one of my biggest tools when I plan for ISTE, because I can star and highlight those things quickly and see them right there next to each other when I go to look for my sessions to see what I'm going to go through, to make a decision if there's something else that's come up that I didn't know about that I want to go to instead. I can quickly kind of see it and make those decisions.
Are you one of those coaches that puts everything on your personal calendar ahead of time and you've got everything mapped out minute by minute, or do you just kind of show up and go with the flow and see what's happening in the next couple minutes?
So I am one that likes to pre-plan when it comes to conferences. However, I am okay with the flow. I absolutely am okay with the flow. If I have been zonked and drenched in one area and I need just a different, I'm okay with not going to where I originally wanted to go and just to either explore for a little bit or to really take the time to let the things process that I've already learned and maybe skip a session and then go to the next one and jump back in.
Now, Tayshia, I know you're going to be at ISTE this year, and you know, you and I are very similar in what we're going to be looking for. We've got sessions, we've got people to meet, but we've also got presentations of our own. Talk to us a little bit about some of the things that you're doing this year at ISTE.
Yes. So I just started really diving deep to pre-plan, and ISTE is one of the conferences I feel like you have got to pre-plan for, because if you don't, it can be so much that hits you when you get there. So many things going on. But for me this year, my main focus is just being able to contribute and just share different things that I've been working on. This year, I will be doing two booth presentations and one session panel discussion on Wednesday, right before you leave. Come check me out. So I do have an opportunity to showcase two great products. One would be Edpuzzle, and I'm going to be talking about how to utilize Edpuzzle as a coach. One thing we found this year, especially with the coaches that we support, and even us as district level coaches, is there's just no time for professional development anymore. I mean, time is protected. It's hard to get face-to-face with teachers. And so Edpuzzle is a fan favorite for educators. And so I'm going to be showcasing how you can utilize Edpuzzle to provide professional learning experiences for teachers as coaches. And then I will be with WeVideo, and I'll be sharing our journey in our district on how we acquired the WeVideo interactivity features that they offer now, and kind of how we are rolling that out in our district, how we're implementing, how we've done train the trainer, and just sharing some examples of how our teachers are using those features at the booth. So the booth will be fun because that is, you know, it's pretty low key. It's exciting. There's a lot happening on that expo floor, but I'm looking forward to being a part of that. And then my panel discussion will be among a couple of other coaches from across the country. And we'll just be talking about equity and access in ed tech with CDW.
So make sure that we check out all those great sessions. Tuesday at 1:30, she's going to be at the Edpuzzle booth. Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the WeVideo booth. Wednesday at 2 p.m., she's going to be working with CDW. And I'm going to just stop right here and say, make sure, everybody, when you're putting things in your calendar, you're doing it in mountain time. I've seen so many people going to these conferences across the country and being somewhere an hour early, 2 hours later, because they didn't take the time to add a second time zone in Outlook or in G Calendar. There's a lot of different things in there. So definitely make sure that we're checking those things out and that you have the right time for being somewhere. There's, of course, other great sessions that are going to be out there on Monday. There's an Ignite session that's happening featuring many, many great instructional coaches. I'm going to be there. I believe that's at 10 o'clock, probably one of the bigger rooms. And then also from 12 o'clock until 2 o'clock, there's going to be an instructional coaches playground on Monday. Over 12 different instructional coaches all coming together for a playground session. And I'm looking forward to presenting at from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. All about coaching organizational structures and how you guys can maximize your productivity both in and out of the classroom. So check out all the great stuff happening at the ISTE conference. I'm talking today, of course, to Brian Haywood and Tayshia King all about summertime instructional coaching activities. Now, Tayshia, I know you've had a long year working with Brian. Isn't that the way you explained it earlier?
Yes. I mean, we share a cubicle wall. It's been a long year, a great year though, a very, very great year. He's great to work with, and our other teammates are as well. So I can't complain.
Now, I'm assuming that being the end of the year, also being the beginning of the summer, you're coming up with ways to disconnect a little bit, to try to wind down, to try to get your batteries refreshed. What are some of the things that you're going to be doing this summer to kind of not only distance yourself, but also regenerate yourself so you can put both feet back in the water in only a few more weeks?
Yeah. Our summer is really short this year. And that doesn't matter to us because we work all year round. So it's like summer, you know, maybe on Fridays. But for our long days in the district office, you know, of course, we're working on professional development and getting things ready for our coaches in the new year. But for myself, I really do like to spend the summertime just doing my own professional development. And one of my favorite things to do during this time is to read a book. I mean, our team is pretty good about, our supervisor really is good about, you know, pointing out some great titles that can grow us as leaders. And a lot of times it has nothing to do directly with education, but it just has to do with mindset or ways of being or what have you. And so some of those books that I've had to put on the shelf just because the year got busy, I'm picking those back up and I'm reading through those. I'm able to really read through them at my own pace and make some notes and think about how that can impact my work with my coaches in the upcoming year. So I have some of the same coaches that I'm working with, some new. So as I'm reading through some of these things, it's helping me think of, you know, specific instances or things that we can do to kind of kick off the year. But for me during this time, I really do enjoy reading. It makes the long days go by a little bit faster. But it also, my mind is just clear to be able to soak up some of the great information on the pages. So that's one thing I like to do.
And Brian, how about yourself? What are some of the things that you're looking forward to doing to not only, you know, detach from the school year, but also to regenerate yourself?
So I think to detach from the school year, I tend to engage in activities that I don't always get to engage in during the school year, just because of the hustle and bustle. And that's where you talk about just kind of regenerating and growing back and recentering. Those are some common words. So for me, because I come from a music background, I don't get to do it as much. This week, I'll actually be working with kids in different musical settings and working with adults in other musical settings, which will give me a chance to just regenerate and pour back into myself. One of the other things that I'll do to kind of prepare for next year, I always, when I work with coaches, we talk about this option of needs more data when they are thinking about the answer to a question. And so a question isn't always a yes or no answer or a positive or negative. Sometimes it's a needs more data. And so this year I've worked with coaches who at times have challenged me to be able to help support them in those areas where they need more data. And so I look at during the summer some areas in my own coaching abilities, capacity, skill set, where I need more data, where I need to maybe fill in some gaps, some holes, or find out more information to be able to better serve the group of coaches that I'm about to work with. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
We'd love to hear from you guys out there. If you're looking forward to a great summer, let us know. You can reach out over at teachercast.net/contact. And of course, don't forget to head on over to askthetechcoach.com to check out more than 260 amazing instructional coaching podcasts. Whether you're new to coaching or a veteran, we have shows for every single category. Tasia, I'm looking forward to seeing you in a few weeks over in Denver at the ISTE conference. Where can somebody reach out and learn more about the great work that you're doing?
Well, I'm definitely active in connecting with friends on X. My handle is Mrs. Tech King. So I'm on there, and I'm also on LinkedIn as Tasia King. I comment, I post, I I don't even know what it is anymore. I'm still going to say retweet, repost. I do all that. I've actually been fortunate to make some connections with people already going to ISTE just on X. So I'd love to connect there.
Nice. And Brian, how about yourself?
So one of the best ways to probably reach me, I'm not as active on social media as Tasia is. She's the go-to when I need to post something or put something up there. I usually have to tap in with her or my colleagues on when it comes to X the tweeters, whatever those social media other things are. I'm a big guy on Facebook, but that's usually my own personal growth. But to connect with me, probably to reach me by email is the best way. And that's just simply B Hayward, B-H-E-Y-W-A-R-D at richland2.org. And you can reach out to me and connect with me. You can also connect with any of us through our blog, which is beyondintegration.org.
And of course, we're going to have this and all the links in our show notes over on askthetechcoach.com. And we hope you have a chance to like and subscribe and share this with all of your instructional coaching colleagues. And that wraps up this episode of Ask the Tech Coach. I want to say thank you to Brian and Tasia. And on behalf of everybody here in the TeacherCast Educational Network, my name is Jeff Bradbury, reminding you guys to keep up the great work in your classrooms and continue sharing your passions with your students.
You've been listening to Ask the Tech Coach, hosted by Jeff Bradbury of the TeacherCast Educational Network. Please reach out to the show with all of your questions on Twitter at Ask the Tech Coach or online at www.askthetechcoach.com. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. And please take a moment to write a review in the App Store.